President Obama wants to refocus America's military mission in Afghanistan. That could mean sending more U.S. troops there. The Pentagon is already sending lots of extra weapons into the country. They're supposed to go to Afghan government forces. But this week, a report in Washington said the Pentagon is unable to account for tens of thousands of these weapons. The report warned that the weapons could end up in the wrong hands. Shahan Mufti is a correspondent for GlobalPost.com. He's written a piece about another kind of military hardware, a laptop that fell into the wrong hands, his. Mufti joins us from Islamabad in Pakistan. So I should clarify, Mufti, you're not the enemy, but you did end up purchasing a used U.S. military laptop for $650 on the open market in Peshawar last week, not far from the Afghan border. How did you do it?
I was reporting a story and following a story on the NATO supply routes that have been looted in the last couple of months pretty regularly, the supply routes that run through Pakistan into Afghanistan. And it was during the course of this that I found through transporters and truck owners that there was a market that was on the border of Peshawar, this biggest city, the capital of the Northwest Frontier, and its border with the tribal areas. And they told me that you can get a lot of the stuff that's looted off these trucks, supply trucks, in this market, and it's sold out there. So that's what I went out there, just to have a look. And I was expecting the usual military gear, camouflage uniform, but I wasn't expecting anything like this.
And what was on the computer?
The computer, well, and I saw it first. It was pretty obviously a military computer. So I had a few minutes to play with it right there on the counter. And I could tell that it had manuals, a lot of manuals. That were actually, some of them were sitting on the desktop. And these were manuals for military equipment, vehicles. The laptop also contained government and military software, which gives the user access to logistical information and information on military, marine, navy, army databases, as well as federal government information. There was also, this I found out later, there was also email communication on this computer, which had included hundreds of email addresses for military personnel, U.S. military personnel.
During World War II, a huge premium was placed on classified information, and if it slipped into enemy hands, that would have been unthinkable and practically treason, even if it was accidental. What's changed? Has the military mindset and culture changed, or is it kind of the porous nature of this technology?
That's a good question. Well, I should make clear that this laptop, as far as I could tell, did not contain any classified. There's levels of secrecy, obviously, in the military. But that is a good question, and I think it is part of this is the nature of how information is traveling now. This is not coded. This computer, this laptop, had a hard drive, and somehow this laptop made its way off a U.S. military base or in Afghanistan and was brought into the open market. And a lot of experts, military experts, did say that this information being available in Pakistan means could translate into a whole level of problems for the military.
And when you spoke with the U.S. military, did they seem at all concerned that perhaps eventually classified information would get into the wrong hands in that part of the world?
My conversations with the military were not on the record, so I can't discuss those. But there is a recognition, I will say this. I think there is a recognition in the military that information will seep out. But really at the root of this is the porous nature of that border. This is not something that could have been slipped under a sweater. This came in a very large fiberglass case. So obviously there is a problem here. And how it's going to be tackled, I think, is a big question.
Porous borders and porous technology, not a great combination. Shahan Mufti is a correspondent for theglobalpost.com. We have a link to his article and slideshow at theworld.org. Shahan, thank you very much.
Thank you.